Today we are broadcasting from Nipaluna, Lutruwita. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this land and elders past, present and emerging. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us this morning.
For a feel-good start to another day,
this is Triple M Breakfast.
Well, Kaz, what a show for a Friday, Free Plug Friday. And coming up, you will hear from David O'Byrne, the president of the Southern Football League, ahead of the big game happening this weekend. A huge amount of games.
We opened a can of worms, tubes. We're still reeling from what we've just found out at the very end of our show.
I can't understand how this is happening. And it's coming up at the end of the show. We get a call from Laura in Signet, and I am just shocked at what is happening with our kids.
Here's what you missed. Triple M
Breakfast. Joining us live from the Triple M newsroom is Lee Jollo. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Woo-hoo, love Friday. Short week.
What is making news, Lee?
So, plans have been revealed for a 12-storey, 46-metre-high building in Hobart CBD. Picture this. The location is the former Spotlight-turned-Hillsong building on the corner of Liverpool and Harrington Streets. Very interestingly, it would be a 15,000-square-metre office building, and basically they could rent it out to tenants.
Yep. Oh, I know the building. It's one of the oldest, ugliest buildings in Hobart.
Well, it used to be Connors. I think that was before
pre-Tubes,
pre-Lee. It used to be Connors Department Store.
Really?
Yes. Used to go up there. You could get everything in Connors. It was Connors.
Connors?
Yep. Apparel, footwear, homewares.
So the plan is, Lee, to make it into an office space.
Yeah. So Nick Riewoldt, interestingly, is one of the directors of the company behind this plan that's gone to Hobart City, Techni Invest. Scott Vickers-Willis is another director, and he's saying that there's been very little development on this scale in Hobart since the Parliament Square development. So, yeah, basically, this is a new development of a very high quality, they're saying. So they'd be hoping it could attract some sort of high-profile tenants if it was approved.
I've seen the pictures. They want to make it look like the Flatiron Building in New York City, yeah?
That's right. Interesting architecture, yeah.
You can find the pictures on the Mercury, at the Mercury, or we'll put them up on our socials. What do you think, Hobart? Another high-rise? Do we need another high-rise here in Hobart?
There it is. I can see it.
Love to hear from you. 0488881073. That is the text line to give us your opinions on further development in Hobart's central business district. Let's get some good news, Lee.
Some gold. So, Kaz and Tubes, when your show wraps up, it's at the perfect time because that's when the Tassie Devils merch goes on sale, 9 a.m. today. Very nice. Thousands will be jumping on the Tasmania Football Club website, no doubt, to get their jumpers. So, as we know, members are going to be the only ones who can get it, don't forget. So, if you're not one of the 180,000-odd members, now's a good time to get on board as any. The cool thing as well about these jumpers going on sale, they come with founding member insignia on the back neckline there. So, you know, you're only going to be able to get this specific merch for a couple of weeks.
I've never seen Tubes so excited about online shopping.
Well, let me tell you, I was a reasonable footballer. I was not great. I was just okay. Very excellent trainer. Was very good on the training track. However, never ever was I going to get the opportunity to pull on the map of Tassie jumper to represent my state. Now I can. Now I can because I'm a founding member of the Tasmania Devils. I'm going to buy some for my kids. I will be very interested to see exactly how many founding members' jumpers they sell today.
I think
over the next 2 weeks. You've only got 2 weeks to buy them. So yeah. I'm going to buy one for me, one for my kids.
Two per member.
Yes, that's right. They're members, so that's good.
I think the memberships will bump up because I've been speaking to a few people who didn't necessarily join their whole family and now the kids want a jumper and you can only buy two. So I reckon there'll be some more memberships.
More memberships, that's right. That's right, yeah. I think more memberships. I'll be interested to see how many they sell. You've only got 2 weeks to buy them, Lee.
Yeah, that's right. 2 weeks to buy them. $90 for kids, $100 for adults. Expect them to come in between 4 and 6 weeks after you order them as well. But yeah, just don't be caught out by the scam websites as well. You've got to go to TasmaniaFC.com and obviously keep an eye out for updates on any orders and how it all goes this morning on social media as well, the Tasmania Football Club.
Lee Jollo from the Triple M Newsroom, always good to chat.
It's Triple M.
I'm really excited, Kaz.
Why is that, Tubes?
Well, today is the day that we will be able to buy a foundation jumper.
So when you say jumper, is it the sleeveless playing top type situation?
Do you know what?
That a jumper
is exactly
to me,
what we're after. Yeah.
A jumper to me is like long sleeve woolen.
This will be a playing singlet.
Well, okay, let's
Foundation
jumper that's not a jumper. Okay.
Guernsey. Jersey. Whatever you want to call it. It'll have a map of Tassie on the front. It'll have a little devil insignia on the chest.
Yes.
And apparently, foundation member written in the collar.
Oh.
I'm pumped
up. Fancy.
I'm pumped up about it.
For the whole family or just for you?
Well,
you're going to be kitting out Molly and Ray, your two kitties?
I think that I don't know what to do there because I don't really want to buy small ones because they grow too fast.
Oh, but imagine that though. And then you put them away and then you get them out in 10 years and show them their first foundation jumper and how big it was.
It won't even be 10 years, Kaz.
20 years.
Four years is when the teen comes out.
When the kids are older and, you know, Molly's playing for Tassie and
do you know I
Ray's
tried
managing the team, you know, that type.
I tried to sign Molly up for Auskick the other day.
Yes.
My daughter, who's 6. Ray, my son, who's 4, he's keen as mustard. He's in. He's locked. Locked in. 100% playing Auskick. Molly, not so much. Despite her being the most athletic person in my family, she said, I just don't think Auskick's for me.
Fair enough.
Way to disappoint your dad.
Oh!
No, she's a ripper. At least she knows. Love that she's assertive enough to tell me that she just doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, fair
Love
enough.
That. Yeah, foundation memberships still available. TasmaniaFC.com if you want to sign up and get that foundation membership from 9 o'clock today. You'll only have 2 weeks to purchase it and be one of the first people to have the Tasmania Football Club jumper.
But you have got 2 weeks at your leisure. You don't have to jam the website at 9 a.m. unless you want to.
I want to be the first one to get it.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
I want to be the number one jumper wearer in town. Although there's a few that have done it already. It's time to spin the prize wheel. Molly from Granton. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
Ooh, what's happening? You're up and about. You're chipper. What's happening?
Oh, not much.
What are you?
I'm actually going to have endometriosis surgery this morning, so that's why I'm up and ready to go.
Molly, endometriosis is debilitating.
It is, yes.
And the procedure, my partner's had a procedure around this, Erin,
yep.
And all the best. I'm sure it'll
Thank
be
you.
A ripping recovery and hopefully you're on the mend soon.
Isn't it
Thank
good, though, Molly,
much.
That now it's so open, talked about, discussed? Do you feel a bit more comfortable about, you know, that you're going to get some support and some help?
Yeah, it's definitely more comfortable to discuss, like talk about. Like, of course, it's still nerve-wracking, like, of course I am today, but yeah, it's so much better that I can openly talk about it, like at work, and say that I'm having trouble. But yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Good
well, tip. Molly, all the best with surgery today. Hopefully,
Thank
you're on,
you.
As we said, on the mend soon. What do you do for a living?
I work at a school. So I work in the student services at a school. Yeah.
Excellent. One of the heroes.
What about
oh,
on
try in, to be.
And spare time? What are your hobbies? What do you like to do in your spare time?
Yeah, just really like to hang out with friends, like go bowling or go to the movies or go out for dinner or something like that.
Any good movies you've seen lately?
Oh, not very. There actually hasn't been anything on.
Oh, I had to see the King Kong thing the other day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you should take some recovery time, though, and take yourself off to the movies next week, I think.
I think that's a great idea.
Great idea. I actually love bowling, too. I took my kids bowling, my six-year-old and four-year-old Molly, to Moona Bowl over the long weekend.
Chips has a Molly.
I got a Molly, too.
Awesome.
You're not my daughter. No.
No, I'm not your daughter. Sorry.
Chiefs.
Love bowling. Love 10-pin bowling. It's good fun. Moona Bowl. It is, shout out to the crew at Moona Bowl or whatever it's zone bowling.
Yeah, they do a wicked job.
Yeah. It was crazy there on the weekend, Molly.
I went last night and there was heaps of people there. I couldn't believe it.
Really?
For a Thursday night, there was heat.
I feel like I'm missing out. I'm a Moona local. I need to get down there.
Oh, wonderful fun. Molly, let's spin the wheel for you. Ready? Have you got your eyes on anything? Let's go for it, Kaz. All right, Molly, you got your eyes on anything on the prize wheel today?
I don't know. Just fingers crossed.
All right. Well, what number is it, Kaz?
It's number 79.
Number 79, Molly. Get ready for this. Thanks to Brighton's Best Bakehouse, the home of first prize pies, you've won $50 to spend at Brighton's Best Bakehouse.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
There we go. Molly from Granton winning on the Triple M prize wheel. Molly, all the very best with surgery today.
Thank you.
You'll be in our thoughts.
You've made my morning.
There we go. Molly from Granton. Have a great day, Molly.
You too. Bye. It's Triple M
Breakfast. It is Free Plug Friday on Triple M Breakfast, and you can call us anytime on 133353. Good morning to Bear in the Air from Kingston. Morning, Bear.
Good morning. How are we going, Kaz?
Oh, good morning, Bear. I'm just looking at our text line where you have sent through a photo. I'm pretty sure I can see myself in it.
Yeah, you're a bit down the road there. We've got all them buildings in the road. You can't get a good bloody sunrise these days.
Every morning, Bear, I look out the window and I give you a bit of a wave. Of course, you're up in the air in a crane in the middle of Hobart.
Yes, that's correct.
How are the things this morning, Bear? It got a little bit hairy on Tuesday, I think, with the rain. Did you still go up in the crane in the rain?
Yeah, we just move things between the rain. Sort of stay out of it, but it wasn't too bad.
Now, you got a free plug you want to give away, Bear?
Yeah, sure. I work with JMK Constructions. I thought I'd give them a plug.
JMK Constructions, if I heard correctly, Bear?
That's it, yeah. Martin Burgess, yeah.
They do a good job, do they, Bear? Is that who you work
they
for?
They do, yeah. I work for them, yeah. They sort of look after their people and, you got a little bit of work. Gives me a job, saves me going away.
Bear, what are you building? What are you craning over there? And what street are you in? So when people are driving past, they can give you a wave.
Yeah, it's Melville. I don't know what the next one is up. You've got Bathurst, Melville, and then I'm almost good on my street.
I think you're in between Melville and Bathurst.
Bathurst.
And you're in the block between Melville, Bathurst, and Murray, I reckon. Bear?
Is that the old Freedom?
That's it.
Is that the old Freedom building?
The old Forestry building.
Yeah, the old Forestry building. Good on you, Bear. Shout out to JMK Constructions. You're in the draw for the meat tray, Bear. We're giving you a wave too. You probably can't see us because of a few buildings in the way. Good on you, Bear.
All right, thank you. I'll see you later.
Have a good day. That is Bear from Kingston in the crane giving a free shout out, and you can do it too via the text line 0488881073. Well, the Banjo's Bakery SFL is back along with the LJ Hooker Pinnacle Property SFLW to talk us through what it's like to have footy back on our doorstep is the president of the Southern Football League, David O'Byrne. Good morning, David.
Morning, Tubes. How are you going?
Good morning. Good morning, David.
Morning, Kaz. How are you?
A bit of background noise with you this morning. Where do we find you?
Yes, I'm crossing live from the Ricky Ponting Room at Blunston Arena, where it's the launch of the Southern Tasmania Junior Football League breakfast. And I can tell you, if I get distracted during the conversation, it's because the bacon is wafting over the room. He's really up.
Look, we've got a massive community football league kicking off this weekend. What's it like to have community footy back on our doorstep?
Oh, it's just brilliant, to be honest, and getting around. We had the season launch early last week, and we had the captain's call at the at North Hobart on Tuesday, and it's just very, very exciting. People are up and about. We think that the SFL and the SFLW produce not only a great footballing product, but it's actually great to have, you know, the community back at the grounds, back cheering their teams on and having a real crack.
Yeah, I was really excited and lucky to be at the launch last week and at the captain's call. We spoke to Hayley Baldwin, the captain of the Kingborough Tigers, about this year and the heartbreak of last year. This is what she had to say.
It was a bit of a heartbreak. Everyone was a little bit flat after our grand final last year, but I think it's put a bit of fire in our belly this season. We're ready and roaring, pretty keen to show off what we can do.
We also caught up with Chelsea Thomas, who at last year's Div 1 grand finalists and premiers, and she spoke about some of the recruits that they have this year.
Crystal Gibbs, so lefty. Omo, we call her Laura. We've got Meg Phillips back, which is great. Big in for us.
Div 1 this year, Obi has five teams, which is great to see. Lauderdale stepping up. And Div 2 is the only other league this year. Div 3 has merged with Div 2. Why have you done that, Obi?
Well, what we've tried to do, we've worked out last year the feedback from all the clubs where we had the three divisions, essentially a division of four, which was not really, you know, suitable for to have a functioning and competitive season that was enjoyable for the players and actually set a standard. And we had a third league with, you know, four or five teams, and we had some numbers issues for some clubs who were wanting to fill second teams. So what we tried to do over the off season is pull together a two divisional structure that could reflect, I think, where the various clubs wanted to play it and where they were. And so the SFL has done the right thing, I think, by women's footy from day one. We had a number of clubs from the old Scholars who couldn't actually have a women's league of their own. So we've welcomed three of those clubs to join us. And we obviously had the TSL, the State League, women's team or competition falling over a number of years ago. So we've had to bring three leagues together to create a functioning sort of divisional structure. And it's not ideal to have just five teams, to be honest, in Div 1, but women's footy is on a journey, and we want to make sure that we have great participation, we have good environments, we have good games, competitive games, where it's not only entertaining for the crowd, but it's great for the players. So it really is on a journey. Next year there'll be change again with the Premier League and with Brighton moving up into that Div 1 from Div into the Premier League from Div 1. So,
yeah, we did hear from Lucy Cooper, one of those sides, St Virgil's, who won the Premiership last year. This is what she had to say about coming up to Div 2.
It would have been nice to go up a bit earlier, but we finally got the Chockies at the end of last year and now we're up into Div 2. So can push ourselves against some really good established teams from Div 2 last year and remain competitive against some of the other sides that are also coming up with us from Div 3.
Getting on to the men's this weekend, a massive few games. It's great to see Hobart back in the senior men's competition. They'll take on Brighton at Brighton. Dodgers Ferry have Lindisfarne. Claremont take on Sorrell, and Signet have New Norfolk, with last year's undefeated side until the final game, the Huonville Lions, having the bye. This is what Michael Paul from the Huonville Lions had to say about last year's grand final.
I think it's fuel for us, mate. We're under no illusions that we let one slip, but take nothing away from the Signet Footy Club. To turn that around like that's nothing short of unbelievable. So,
and Bluey Duggan from Signet, the captain of the Signet Port Football Club, last year's premiers, had this to say about some of the recruits they've recruited.
Noah Clifford's looked dangerous when he's been on the park. One of our new faces. I'm excited to see what he does. And I'll give my mate Jackson Gordon a shout-out. He only returned about a fortnight ago from Brisbane, and do question how he was training up there and how much work he was putting in, but he's come back in and slotted in seamlessly.
David O'Byrne, what do you think about the men's competition this year?
Well, I think you've got the... there's a number of clubs with a point to prove. You've got Huonville with a massive point to prove after falling at the last hurdle last year. You've got Signet, who are an enormously proud club that want to continue, you know, their recent success. You've got Brighton coming up. You've got Sorrell very much up and about in terms of, you know, trying to make a name for themselves. And, you know, wherever you look in the league, you've got clubs with a point to prove. And it is great to see the Hobart Tigers roaring back into SFL in the seniors this year. And it's I wish Daxie Gray all the very best and his playing group all the very best for bringing that club back from the brink, which is a great news for footy.
David O'Byrne, thanks so much for joining us on Triple M.
Cheers, Tubes. We'll Cheers, Cass. Have a great day.
We'll let you get back to the bacon. For the full chat, for the full chat with all of the captains from across the Southern Football League, head along to the Listener app, LISTNR.
It's Triple M Breakfast.
It's Free Plug Friday. You can text in on 0488881073. We've got a text here from Kelly. Now, Kelly is from Interlaken. Central Highlands, Bothwell. Good morning, Kelly. Universal Motorcycles. It's a family-owned Tasmanian business. Absolutely great owners, Jackie and Andrew. They will help you with all your motorcycle needs. Will always go above and beyond and are very welcoming. Support Tassie family businesses. They're in Hull Street, Glenorchy, open Monday to Saturday.
You have talk of a motorcycle, don't you, Chibs? You want to get a motorcycle?
I'd like to get my motorbike license.
What sort of bike do you want?
I don't care.
A Harley or a zippy other one?
I just want to be able to ride a motorbike.
Okay. Well, that's maybe it. You should go and have a look at them in Hull Street, Glenorchy.
I don't think they teach.
No.
Do they teach? Do Universal Motorcycles teach?
Buy the bike and then get the lessons.
No, I think I'd have to get the lessons first, Cass.
Isn't it buy a horse and then learn how to ride it? I don't know. No, that's why I buy a dress and then you find the occasion. That's how it works.
I think you've got it all backwards, Cass.
No, I haven't. I've got a free plug here from Emily. Sky's the Limit Clean, a family-run cleaning service servicing southern Tasmanian. You can find them at skysthelimitclean.info@gmail.com.
info.skysthelimitclean@gmail.com. Yes.
Oh, I'm glad we got there in the end.
I'm sure if you Google Sky's the Limit Clean.
Yeah, that's what I do.
They'll find you. Trish from Jeeveston. Good morning, Trish. Has sent in a Jeeveston art show kicking off next weekend, the 13th to the 27th of April at the Jeeveston Town Hall upstairs gallery. Good on you, Trish. You can be a free plugger just like Trish from Jeeveston. Send us a text. 0488881073 is the text line.
David O'Byrne was at a buffet breakfast at Blunston Arena.
He was.
In the Ricky Ponting room, is that?
That was for the Southern Tasmania Junior Football League.
I love buffet breakfast, Tubes. Buffet breakfasts are my life. I will base my hotel and my holiday on the standard of the buffet breakfast.
So I love a buffet, full stop, as you can understand. Have you had the buffet breakfast at Peppina?
No, I have not.
Apparently it is, I've been once and people talk about it as the best buffet breakfast in Hobart.
I had a birthday celebration that was actually where the whole family normally go out for dinner. We went out for a buffet breakfast.
Love that.
I had a champagne breakfast because it was my birthday.
Your birthday.
Recently I chose a hotel again when I went to Melbourne for Easter last weekend. I accidentally saw a little basketball game while I was there. However, we choose the hotel for the buffet breakfast. Right. We've been there a few times. It's quite interesting, isn't it, when you go for a buffet because the waitress sends you over to your table. You pull the chair out. You have no intention of sitting down because you've got to jump up and start. You get your drinks. I get a pineapple juice. I don't drink pineapple juice, but all of a sudden I think I'm posh. I go and put that on the table so I can mark you. You put your drinks on your table so you can mark the territory and then you start. I could put my handbag down. However, I need that. Do you know why I need it, Chips?
Oh, this is to pack a few things for lunch, is it?
When I go to a buffet breakfast, I suddenly turn into a kleptomaniac. And I think I need 17 jams, a couple of Vegemites. And while I'm waiting for that never-ending, rotisserie of my piece, one piece of bread to go around on that toaster thing that comes out and you don't even know if it's your piece of bread or not, I am pilfering condiments straight into my handbag. My husband hates it. He's like, you're not going to use them. And I always think I'm going to use that tiny little Vegemite. When I've run out, I never run out of Vegemite, and I don't even eat jam. I'll take a couple of tea bags. I've never had a cup of tea.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I also take the little butters, which are
that's
not even
dangerous. They're
not even sealed. They're in those little foil packs.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, into the handbag. I've also been known to take a couple of little snap rock bags and a pastry for morning tea that I never eat because I've eaten too much buffet breakfast. My last trip, Tubes, I'm waiting for, you know, we're shown to our table. I've got my posh pineapple juice. I'm ready to load up the handbag. It's a free-for-all, like, condiment in the super size.
Oh, no.
Like, it's in a big
dish. Oh, they
don't
have individually packaged.
They were not individually packaged.
Right.
And I'm thinking, what am I going to do now? And my husband's laughing. He's going, well, you know, what are you going to do? You can't steal the jam. You can't steal the butter. And I said, well, Adrian, husband, dear, clearly, I'm just going to need a bigger handbag.
It's Triple M Breakfast.
It's time to catch up with Australia's number one entertainment reporter, Peter Forty Ford. Morning, Forty.
Good morning, guys.
Now, the boys from KISS have sold something like they need more money, Forty.
Yeah, well, Gene loves to keep the money rolling in. He's very money motivated, Paul less so, but they've done this deal to sell off the back catalogue for $500 million, but also the imagery. Now, we've heard a lot of these stories of older performers selling off their back catalogues, but very often the imagery is not that important. You know, nobody's necessarily going to want to use a photograph of Bob Dylan on a box of cereal or a can of deodorant. But in the case of KISS, it's such an iconic, dramatic look that you can imagine that being utilised. And in fact, the company they've sold to is the same company behind the ABBA hologram show in London. So there's no doubt that KISS are going to have something very similar, where there'll be a hologram show you can go and see. And even though the boys are not on the road anymore, you'll still be able to go and see KISS in concert.
Well, I feel like there's so many recordings of their concerts because they've done so many concerts. It wouldn't be a surprise if they just were miming half the time, 40 perhaps.
That's right.
They are brilliant live, though, aren't they?
Oh, great. You know, great theatrics. And, you know, Gene has got his own band together now, and he's out on the road, the Gene Simmons Band. Paul's focusing largely on art now, doing art exhibitions and making a fortune. But this will keep the brand alive. And obviously, in the very short term, it's a massive cash injection for them.
Yeah, what's happening with Air Supply? What are they filming now?
Well, they're about to be back in business again. There's a biopic being made about Air Supply. Now, when they do the lists of the Australians who became internationally successful, very often they leave out Air Supply, and that's just wrong because they had such an incredible history. You know, 50 years ago they started, and in fact this biopic, when it comes out next year, will be to celebrate and to coincide with the 50th anniversary of the formation. It's called All Out of Love, which obviously was one of their very, very biggest hits. And, you know, Graham and Russell are still out there performing. And as for the biopic, I'm not aware that it's got any great... The story of Air Supply doesn't seem to be riddled with death and drugs and drama like a lot of those stories are, but it's certainly got a great music catalogue to go with it.
Yeah, that sounds good. And now, 40, we did talk about Rebel Wilson's book the other day about how it's quite controversial, but in breaking news, it's been ripped off the shelves in Australia.
Yeah, how weird's that, and the UK as well. So after all that build-up and drama and people getting angry, suddenly you can't buy it. And what they're saying is it's not any sort of injunction from Sacha Baron Cohen or anyone else. They've made a last-minute decision to make it only available to buy when Rebel is in the country. So, for example, she is doing publicity at the moment in America, so you can buy it there. In a couple of weeks' time, she'll be in England doing publicity, so you'll be able to buy it there then. But she doesn't get to Australia until into next month. So it's quite a long delay. And people who are familiar with the book world say this is very, very strange that at the very last minute, literally as the book's going on sale, to suddenly say, oh, hang on, we've changed our plans.
Can you think of why they would do that, 40?
Well, they must believe there's benefit to be had. I mean, if there isn't any injunction... And Sacha Baron Cohen, we hadn't heard of any talk that he was going to do that. But if it is simply a marketing move, they must believe they can sell more copies by waiting. Maybe it's a case of get everybody angry, but also get them even more desperate to get a copy. But what you do is you run the risk of people thinking in 4 weeks' time oh, I've heard nothing else except about this book. I'm sick of it now. I'm not going to pay 60 bucks for it.
Peter 44, always good to chat. We'll talk to you Monday.
See you Monday. Triple M Breakfast.
It's Free Plug Friday, so you can text us 0488881073 about absolutely anything.
Someone has.
Have they?
Yeah, someone you know, I think.
Okay.
Well, I don't know, Tubes. I'm not big on this plug because...
Why?
It just seems to be all about you.
Okay, well, read it.
Okay. Hi, Tubes. Can you go... Oh, no, hang on a sec. Let me find it. There's a big long list today.
Okay.
Good morning, Rhea. So, hi, Rhea. Rhea's our producer. Could I please get a shout out to Gina Grote?
Grote.
She listens to Tubes every day, and her daughter Sarah works at Mac One. She makes the best pastries in Taz. She was holidaying in Burnie. Cheers. Tubes' mum, Colleen. Colleen, what have I done?
We have forgotten to acknowledge Kaz there, Colleen.
Oh, good morning, Colleen.
Shout out to Gina Grote, who listens to us every day, and her daughter Sarah, who works at Mac One.
Yeah.
I feel sad for Gina Grote, though. She was holidaying in Burnie.
But she works at Mac One, so I'd like to go down there. Do they have the buffet breakfast?
I don't know.
Give us a shout out, Mac One. You can free plug your breakfast. If you've got a buffet breakfast in Hobart, plug it 0488881073. Or if you've been to a good one and you need to tell me about it.
Yeah, where's the best buffet breakfast in Hobart?
It has to have hash browns.
All right. Where's the best buffet breakfast in Hobart?
And maybe not shy of a pancake maker or a chocolate fondue fountain, but, you know, I'm happy with just a hash brown.
I just want to know what you think, Hobart. 0488881073. Where is the best breakfast buffet in Hobart? Text us. 0488881073. I might even indulge today.
I'm happy to go and check them out if you'd like them tested.
We'll rate them. Where's the best buffet breakfast in Hobart? Send us a text. 0488881073. I want to know. I love a buffet.
I do too.
Haven't had a buffet in a while.
Don't steal the condiments.
You wouldn't know looking at me. It's Triple M Breakfast. Well, we've only got Aaron from Snug at the moment who's playing Tassie Trivia. Good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
We've had an issue with our phone lines, Aaron, so it's just you at the minute. What's happening in your world today, Aaron?
Oh, not much, mate. Work.
Just work? What do you do for a living?
Work at Tassie Homes.
Tassie Holmes, what are you doing? Building, I suppose.
No, I'm jack of all trades, master of none.
Love it, Aaron. Can you test your buzzer, please?
Aaron.
What would you do with $100 if you won it today, Aaron?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe take the missus for dinner.
Ooh. What's her name?
Stacey.
Stacey?
Yep.
Shout out to Stacey. Well, you've got an opponent, which is good news. Daniel from Claremont. Good morning to you, Daniel.
Good morning, how are we?
Good, thank you. What are you up to today, Daniel?
Oh, I'm just dropping something off to the wife at work because she forgot it.
She forgot? Oh, see, you're a good husband.
Yeah, sometimes she may differ.
That's all right. Now, Daniel, you've got to buzz in with your name when you know the answer. It's all multiple choice. You can't just select A or B until you hear the answers. But if you do know the answer, you can buzz in early. You've just got to give the answer, okay, Daniel?
No worries.
Can you test your buzzer, please, Daniel?
Yep, I'm here.
Yep, and your buzzer is your name, Daniel, so test that out for me.
Daniel.
Yes.
Beautiful, we got there. All right, Aaron from Snug taking on Daniel from Claremont. Here are the questions. Two of them correct will get you $100 cash for Creative Homes, four-bed, two-bath, house and land package, an unbelievable $575,000. Question number one, where is the Spiegel tent taking place in Hobart? Is it A, My State Bank Arena, or B, Macquarie Point?
Daniel.
Aaron.
Macquarie Point.
Correct, Aaron. Well done. Halfway to $100. Question number two. Which of the following merchandise will go on sale for the Tasmania Devils at 9 a.m. this morning?
Aaron.
Daniel. Aaron.
Jerseys.
Correct. Just like that, you've won $100. Hey, Daniel. Look, I like you, Daniel. So I know this is your first time. You've never played before, Daniel. Can we keep your number and name? Because we might get you back next week, I reckon, because you didn't really get much of a chance there, did you, Cobber?
No, I didn't really. And because I'm a fellow Northerner like you as well, that's
come down to the south to show them how things are done. I think it's fair.
All right. Well, Daniel, hold the line there. Producer Rhea will be with you shortly. Aaron from Snug, question is, are you taking the $100 or are you going to come back tomorrow and risk it for 200 or Monday and risk it for 200?
I'll take the $100, Tubes.
I love it. Well done, Aaron from Snug. You've won yourself $100 cash. Have a great day. How are you going to treat yourself?
I'll take the missus for dinner. I've got a question for you, though.
Oh, here we go. Yes, Aaron.
How did you go with your splinter, cupcake?
Aaron, the splinter is still in there, and it's not as annoying as it was, but look, I appreciate the feedback. Well done, mate. Have a great day.
All right.
That's Aaron from Snug, winning himself $100 for Creative's 4-bed, 2-bath house and land package, an unbelievable $575,000. Triple M Breakfast. It is Free Plug Friday. There's a lot of text coming through, and good morning to you all. G'day, Kaz and Tube. Shout out to the team at TasConnect Logistics for your freight ins and out of Tasmania. It's even a carton to a semi-load. We can help you. Google TasConnect Logistics. Cheers, Trapper from Tunbridge, and happy Friday, people. Crystal in Dover says, free plug, rise and build new homes, all things reno. Beautiful, building beautiful homes. One vision at a time. 17 plus years in the industry within Tassie and interstate. Let us bring your vision to life. Call Andrew on 0417 878 855 or follow us on Insta, Rise and Build Co. Love that. Hi, Kaz and Tubes. Can you please plug my friend's band? The first time they're ever playing is tonight, Friday. Liv and the Loudmouths at Irish Murphy's from 9 p.m. to midnight. Thanks, Triple M.
Oh, cool. Love Get down that. To Irish Murphy's.
Liv and the Loudmouths. Irish Murphy's, that sounds good. Hi, Kaz and Tubes, Free Plug Friday. Lindy Lou and the Dame are performing live at the Claremont Hotel tomorrow from 2:30 p.m. Come and support local venues and musicians. Have a great weekend. Cheers, Tiger Damo. How good is that?
Yeah, and do support local musicians. We used to complain that there were no musos in pubs, and now we've got them. We need to go and listen to them.
They are everywhere. You just need to get out there and support them.
Yeah.
Happy Friday, Kaz and Tubes. Divergence Built, large to small renovations, all types of flooring. Cheers, Al. Love it. Get your Al from Chigwell. We're still talking about Splintergate.
Oh, okay.
I pulled out a weed. If you missed it, we talked about it yesterday. I grabbed something I shouldn't have, and now I have a splinter in my finger, and it won't go. I can't see it. I would love to get it out. I tried everything. We probably should have put a disclaimer out, do not try this at home, but I put my finger into some boiling water like I was told. No good.
Is it still there, Tubes?
Yeah, it's still in there.
Oh, because I haven't heard about it today. However, wear gardening gloves when you're out doing gardening.
I said I shouldn't have grabbed something. And I did. Al from Chigwell says, hey, Tubes, Magnaplasm and a Band-Aid will draw it out. Morning, Kaz and Tubes. Would love it if you could remind the people of Hobart that the Tasmanian Produce Market is on tomorrow and every Saturday at the beautiful Kangaroo Bay between 9 and 1 p.m. Thanks from Pretty, Grace, Laura, Greg, Justin and Colin. Love that. Free plug Friday. Send in your text. If you send us a photo, you'll get a ticket in the meat tray. A text will get you one ticket. A photo will get you two. If you call us on 133353, you'll get 3 tickets in the meat tray. $100 worth of chicken and meat from Robbo's Chicken and Meat. Open 7 days in Glenorchy.
Wow, Robbo. Wow, what an exciting Friday. I love Fridays. I'd love to win a meat tray.
Well, you're ineligible, Kaz.
I'm ineligible. Send your text in. Send your text in 0488881073 of your favourite Hobart buffet breakfast.
And shout out to Marlene from Lutana who has a ticket in the meat tray. Love it. It's Triple M Breakfast. Good morning, Billy and Howra.
Hi, Troops, Kaz.
What's going on? What do you got for us?
State Line Freight.
Yep. You want to do a business shout out for State Line Freight? What do they do?
Couriers for all around the state for chemists and Australia Post and all sorts.
Well, shout out to the crew there. Have a great day, Billy.
No worries at all.
Laura from Signet's giving us a call, 133353. Good morning, Laura.
Hi, Coop. How are you going?
Good, thanks. You've got something for us we wanted to talk about. What is it?
We do. Apparently, kids need to be weighed to play footy these days.
Surely not.
Surely they do. Yeah. If you've got a child that doesn't fit within an age category and you need a permit, you've got to have them weighed to get a permit.
So hang on. What does that mean, Laura? So they don't fit in within an age category?
So I'll give you an example. A child that I know who's born on the 31st of December, a few hours short of obviously the next year, mum decided to keep him back a year so he didn't go to school the year he was supposed to because obviously he's quite late in the year. He goes to school with a bunch of children that he's always played footy with and got a permit to play with. And now they've turned around and told us that we can't get a permit for him unless we weigh him and get his height and get his BMI. And if he fits in the 33rd percentile, he possibly will get a permit. But if he's too chubby, he's not allowed to play.
Oh, what?
This is
no.
This is a common sense call for me, Laura.
No. That's what we're saying. That's what every club is jumping up and down saying. But no, so we've got to turn kids away based on their, you know,
that's
not their ability, based on their size.
Sorry, that's bullshit.
So I've got an 8-year-old boy who was born in January. He is 8. The rest of his class is 7. He is the tallest kid by, I would say, 60 centimetres, easy. So if he starts playing footy, someone's going to weigh my child?
No.
You're not going to weigh your child. I've got a daughter who, and I've got a son, so both play football. One's the son's really tall, which, you know, that's fine. She's quite small. She's been spending a lot of time at a paediatrician for growth issues. And we've now got to turn around and tell her she's got to jump on a set of scales to be able to play football. Or tell a child that they're a little bit too big. Well, and, you know, you're short enough, but you're too chubby. You can't play.
This is what creates issues for kids as they grow up. As a kid that was, you know, a little bit bigger as a kid and still even bigger now, Laura, this is the sort of stuff that just drives people away from sport when we should be encouraging kids to play sport. And that is just, we need to follow this up for you, Laura.
We've spoke to a lot of clubs, and between 3 clubs, there's going to be 75 kids lost to football.
Yeah, look, I know clubs, like even soccer teams this year at my kids' school were struggling to get enough kids. Imagine if they're putting these obstacles in.
You've got the larger clubs that we're trying to send kids to that we can't get the permits for. We're sending to the larger clubs, and because they've only given us 2 weeks' notice, their registrations have closed and they won't accept them, so the kids just can't play.
And the kids want to play with their mates in their class is essentially what it is.
They want to play with the mates in their class, yeah. And like I said, we're not applying for permits to go and win grand finals, or, you know, they're not even playing for points. They're just playing for fun.
Laura, what age group is this, can I ask?
This is every age group. We're weighing 8-year-olds, we're weighing 7-year-olds, we're weighing 9, 10,
this is not
16-year-olds.
We need to follow this up because I can't believe this is happening. Jules from Lutana's texted in already, Laura, and just says outrageous. It should be illegal to do this. It is clear discrimination and that is illegal. Laura, we're going to follow up with this with AFL TAS. I don't think this is the right way for this to be happening, and I'd like to know exactly what their reasons are behind weighing kids. It should just be about what group they are in at school. It shouldn't matter what their size, what their shape, or any of that should matter. Kids are beautiful no matter what size or shape they are. We are all unicorns. We are all different, and we need to be able to embrace that and be able to play sport with our friends.
Get over yourself, kids' sport. Get over yourself. Let them run on the field.
It's an insurance policy procedure, but we've spoke to the insurance company and they don't have an issue with permits. It comes down to the league's decision.
Well, Laura, we appreciate you giving us a call on 133353. We will follow this up with AFL TAS and the STJFL. I'm assuming it's with the STJFL that you are having issues with, Laura?
They are overruled now by AFL TAS, apparently.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Laura. We appreciate it. We just want to see more kids playing footy here at Triple M Breakfast with Kaz and Tubes. Gee, we've opened a can of worms with Laura from Signet telling us that kids are being weighed to play junior football in our state.
Yeah, especially with me. I have a very tall, taller than average child. I tell you, wouldn't want to weigh my kid. I'd have something to say about it.
Look, I tell you, this has shocked me because when the text came through from Laura and Signet saying that they're weighing kids, depending on their size and weight, they will be then that will define where they are going to play football, what age level and what group. That to me is anti-participation. It's anti-discrimination.
Can I just say?
Or it is discrimination. We are anti-discrimination here.
It's kids' sport. Calm down, everyone.
The text line's blown up. I've been getting lots of texts on my personal phone as well. My phone's just ringing hot. Jason from Humeville says, hey, Tubes and Kaz, the STJFL are giving no exemption to overage kids. 2-week notice. So much for increasing participation. Jason from Humeville. Tell me you know nothing of basic physics without... This is from a different text, no name on this one. Tell me you know nothing of basic physics without directly saying you know nothing about basic physics. Of course they have to weigh kids so little Jimmy doesn't end up with brain scarring because Bruce, who weighs more than him, hit him at full trot. Unlikely, whoever that is. Daniel, morning, Kaz and Tubes. That football story is effing disgusting. The football people in charge, shame on you, Daniel from New Norfolk. We're going to have to follow this up because we've got to get to the news at 9 o'clock, and Justin, who will continue with the All 80s All Day, the Awesome 80s on Friday. It's Triple M Breakfast with Kaz and Tubes. For everything you missed, you can catch up via the Listener app. We'll draw the meat tray in the podcast. Thanks to Laura from Cigna, who's brought this to our attention. We'll get to the bottom of it. We'll follow up with AFL Taz. We'll follow up with this STJFL. But that's quite upsetting for a lot of kids that want to go and play footy with their mates.
Yeah.
Not just some randoms with their mates, their friends that they go to school with, should not be restricted by their size and weight.
Yeah. If you've got a smaller kid or a taller kid, kids are different.
Kids are different. That's why you've got a Ruckman and a Rover. It's Triple M Breakfast. If you told me that I had to, if I wanted to play football, right? If I, as a 41-year-old man, if you said to me, Tubes, you've got to go and play football right now, but we need to know your height and weight. I would tell you to jam your football, fare up your...
Is it the Rockettes in New York where you go and watch the show at Radio City and every girl has to be exactly the same height and the exact same weight? Is that what a football team is now?
It's actually bullshit. It's actually bullshit. Kids who are in grade two should play footy against other grade twos.
Yep.
Right? And if they're a younger grade two, say they're born in the January and they're still in grade two, but they're a little bit small, it should be up to the parents to decide if they want to hold them back.
Yeah. Or the December kids who are going to be younger than the January kids, obviously. There's your maths.
That's right. That's right. I think kids want to play sport with their mates.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. Doesn't matter the size and shape. It just doesn't matter.
There's a couple of kids at my son's school that had to go down a grade for soccer. They couldn't get enough soccer players. I don't think they weighed them. And if they weighed them, I think there would have been a bit of an outcry.
If you said, I'm taking Ray this afternoon to play his first ever year of Auskick.
How old's Ray?
Ray's 4.
Mm-hmm.
If you said to me, you've got a way, Ray, I would tell you to stick your f***ing football up your ass. That's what I would do. Well, this is for the podcast, so
we might beep that one out.
Yeah.
Were you always a tall kid?
No, I was always short and heavier. Like, I was always... And if you had said to me, we need to weigh you, Andy, to make sure you can play in the under-13s, I'd say, fuck off.
I grew up in Lycra in the dance school, and I was always a lot bigger. I was, you know, there were skinny kids and bigger, big bones. They called them back in the 80s.
It's actually bullshit, and I'm upset for the kids.
Yeah,
because I know what I actually know what it's like. I know what it's like to be heckled and harassed by my friends and the people in my school and my footy team for being bigger.
Yep.
So can you imagine if I go and get weighed and all of a sudden I'm in the next class up or the next class down?
Yeah.
How the kids are ruthless.
Yeah. They're already ruthless in the classroom if you're different.
We're going to follow up with AFL Taz on Monday. We will get an answer from them as to exactly what is happening. We need to get an answer to this because these kids just need to be able to play sport without fear or without fear of anything.
Mm.
Anyway, we'll catch you from 6 a.m. Monday. We'll be back. We'll be breaking down everything from the weekend. Have a great weekend, Hobart. Stay safe.
Be kind.
And treat yourself.
Weekdays on Triple M and anywhere on the Listener app. It's Triple M.